WMFO Medford. That was Eliyahu Sills, and the song was The Wagon Ride. And Chris has not come yet into the studio, so I'm not sure what's happening. Maybe he got caught up in traffic. So just say we're WMFO Medford. Here he is. Right on. All right. So he will be taking over the controls. What's the show called today?
The Terrible 2000s.
Uh-oh. The Terrible 2000s with Chris Earle. All right. We'll get you at it right there. If you're fasting tonight and tomorrow, I hope it's a meaningful fast and that we merit to have to do no more of these. All right.
Our evening began in Peter Sechel's comfortable study in his New York townhouse, where the candlelight was just right, the hi-fi was in the background, and the wine was delicious.
What's the secret, Peter?
Naturally, I'll say it's the wine.
It does go well with a chicken.
Delicious again, Peter.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. We're doing the Terrible 2000s today. Basically anything after 9/11 and up. We're going to be playing tunes from there. This is from last week, though. Let me just get situated here and you can listen to a little Damn It by Blink-182. Be back in a moment. WMFO Medford. There we go. I'm going to start you off in, I don't know, 2009, I believe? Yeah. Here's you two. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Earle. We are doing the Terrible 2000s today. All songs from 2001 up. Here's some James Blunt for you.
I know it. Nobody has to say. I've been lucky. Guess I was born that way. I thank my father. His absence has made me strong. And I love my mother. But she had troubles with God.
Recognize myself behind. We're all the same.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It's the Terrible 2000s with Chris Earle today. Songs from 2000 and up. My working theory is everything has gone hill since 9/11/2001, but there's some good tunes. Here we go. This is an acoustic set from The Cure from around 2001, so it qualifies. Terrible 2000s, call on in, make a request, DJ WMFO.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's grey and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start, it's Friday. Sunday always comes too late, but Friday never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
Go. That's nice. Isn't that nice? The Cure, usually miserable, but that song's great. I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, Wednesday too, Thursday, I don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart, Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love. Well, it's Wednesday, so it's Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Mass. You know what that means? I don't know the name of his show anymore. This is the Terrible 2000s with Chris Earle. Usually I do the big 80s, or I'll do the naughty, was it the naughty 90s? Was it naughty? No, it was the nice 90s. I don't even know the names of my own shows anymore. I did the sucking in the 70s. I did the big time travel for many, many years. I did What Is This, of course. I did the Real Horror Show, and I continue on until it's over. It could end at any moment. That's what we've learned over the years. It can end at any moment. My working theory is everything since 9/11/2001 has sucked, being an American in the U.S. of A. Everything changed on that moment in 9/11/2001. We're coming up to, what, 2023, 22 years later. So I decided to pick 22 years of songs. Anything qualifies from the year 2000 and up. We'll play a couple of ones from 2000 because that seems to qualify in here for the big two. I don't know. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing here. I'm just spinning discs for you, baby. That's all I'm doing. I'm spinning discs for you, including this one from a bunch of from a band that doesn't even exist. They were like digital and a bunch of cartoons on the screen, but they were awesome. Here you go. It's the Gorillaz here on WMFO in Medford. Here with you until 8 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. Terrible 2000s.
I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I ain't happy, I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a prison tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view, yeah. When you're too crazy, lifeless. To those the definition for what life is, priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. Feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Since the basics, without it you make it. Allow me to make this childlike in nature. Rhythm, you have it or you don't, that's a fallacy. I'm in them, every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise, corruption in disguise from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lives through rust, so not as muscles, but percussion to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye, you perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with Russ and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless.
Right,
feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got in a bag, I'm useless, not for long. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future.
Justin on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. It's the terrible 2000s. We're going from 2000 and up. That's from, I don't know, somewhere in between there. It's the Gorillaz. I think it was the early 2000s. You gotta look it up. You got a phone in your pocket, you lazy ass. What do I have to do all the work for? I'm spinning the disc. You look it up for me. Call it on in. Let me know. It's released in 2001. That's how fast I am. Great video, great band, interesting band, digital band, which means none of them actually appeared in concert. They just had like the digital versions of them up on the screen. Anyway, it's pretty cool. The terrible 2000s, my theory is everything has gone bad since 9/11. 2001 has just been an awful time to live as an American in America, and an innocence was lost that day. And hey, we make the best of what we can, right? Everybody says 2020 was awful, but you know what? A little COVID doesn't go a long way compared to what happened in 2001 on September 11th. Everybody lost faith with one another, and it's just been a disaster since then. But there has been good tunes that have come out of there, including this one from the final album from my good pals, Midnight Oil. I love these guys. They came out with a fantastic final album, which basically said, you know what? We said exactly what we wanted to say about the climate. Screw you. You're on your own. Rising Seas here on The Terrible 2000s with Chris Earle. Here with you until 8 p.m., taking over for Mellow Max from the 7 to 8 o'clock hour so I can play some extra tunes that you probably don't like. Now, you're going to love all of them. They're all good tunes. My world. My beautiful world where everything is sunny and kind.
Every child, put down your toys and come inside to sleep. We have to look you in the eye and say we sold you cheap. Let's confess we did not act with serious urgency. So open up the floodgates to the rising sea. Temperature
It's a great song from Midnight Oil from Resist, their final album. Went and saw the Culture Club last night, this big 80s band, 1982. They did a great job. I was actually very surprised. I was kidding. I thought that was going to be the gayest concert I had been to, with Pet Shop Boys being a number two. But no, it turned out to be not that gay at all, as a matter of fact. It was gay, but it was a lot of fun. It was a good time. A bunch of aging, middle-aged LGBTQ, QMNLOP, QRSTV, UVWXYZs there in the crowd. And we had a lot of fun. They did, Boy George sounded good. He was a little more butch than I remember him. I'm like, what's going on with Boy George being a little butch? What's going on here? He had like butch lessons or something over the years. Maybe hanging out with Trump on The Apprentice, like won him over or something. I have no idea, but they were good. They did a nice job. And Howard Jones was there. Howard Jones was great to see. And then there was Berlin. And I was out in the parking lot throwing up and drinking beers. So, so miss Berlin. But otherwise, had a great time. Great time. 80s, better time for music, I think. Not necessarily based on those bands that I just mentioned, but just a great decade of music. Usually what my working theory is there is when you're a kid and you're growing up, usually your favorite decade is going to be the years that you had sex or you were in high school and junior high. I don't know. Nowadays, who knows? I don't have any answers anymore. Matter of fact, I'm almost out of things to say. Can you believe it? It's 2023. I'm almost out of things to say. I'm pretty much close to the end here of things to actually say of interest. You know, I've got plenty to say that's just crap, but of interest, not a lot. My working theories have pretty much all been worked out. Next one is from 2000, from 2001, actually. It's Visions of Paradise from Mick Jagger. You might know him from a little band called the Rolling Stones. Well, he came out with a couple of solo albums, and they were minor hits. They weren't as big as the Stones, of course, but they sounded a little bit more pop, a little more electronic-y, I guess. And I like him, and here he is. There you go.
Tell me when something is beautiful. And don't tell me how to talk to my friends. Just tell me the names of the stars in the sky. What's your favorite song? Tell me the names of the lovers you had before I came along. Don't put your arms around me. Don't hold me tight. 'Cause I could get used to your vision of paradise. And don't me where all of the pain goes. 'Cause you make me feel that I don't know myself. You say that you want me forever, and I say love is no crime. So tell me the names of the children we'll have at the end of the line. So don't put your arms around me. Don't hold me tight. 'Cause I could get used to your vision of paradise. Don't let me near the garden of earthly delights. 'Cause I could get used to your vision of paradise. 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 And just use your heart and not your head. While I fall apart in my bed.
tell me when I should come home. There might be a time you don't want me around. So don't build your world around me. Don't hold me tight. 'Cause I could get used to your vision of
You listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show today is the Terrible 2000s, playing everything from the year 2000 and up to 2023. Trying to play the best songs, at least the songs I think are the best in the last 22 and odd years. Sinead O'Connor died. She was a big 90s, 89, 90. I think her Lion and Cobra album came out around 89, 90. I never liked her. I never liked the woman. You know, I like Prince. Prince is great. He gave her a fantastic song that built that created a career out of her. Don't tell me that she would have been famous otherwise without that little kickstart from Prince. Who knows if he got in her panties? Probably not. But hey, who knows with Prince? What's amazing to me is Prince has been dead for how many years now? Six? Five or six? I think he died 2017, so six. And there was no kiss and tell with those ladies that were with Prince. If he was such a crazy little sex machine, Prince, nobody kissed and telled. That's for sure. But can you imagine him with Sinead O'Connor? What the hell would they have talked about in bed? Weird, like little how you doing? Hey, do you want to come into my studio, Sinead? And she'd be like, she'd like slap him in the face. She seemed to me like she was a hitter. You know, you get all these, like a lot of Irish girls, like just crazy hitters. They'll just like hit you for no reason. Anyway, Sinead O'Connor, her son, I think, passed away last year or something. She was probably sad. Doesn't matter, though. It wasn't her sadness that killed it. It's probably the heroin. That's my guess. Anyway, my uncle always said, I don't speak ill of the dead. But you know what? I'm not my uncle, and I do speak ill of the dead. I never liked her, so I won't be playing anything from her. But she's gone. We lost Tony Bennett like last week too. Won't be playing any of him either. He didn't have any big hits after 2000. They just kind of propped him up on the stage. He was like 96, Tony Bennett, and he had a wife that was 40 years younger. She's like 56. What is that? Yeah, 56, I think. So she's like, yeah, keep putting him on, keep going out and put him up to shows, Lady Gaga. Let's make some more millions before he's dead. I don't understand why people, they're just mean. That's what happens. They're just mean to each other. You can be nice to each other. It is, you can find somebody that's actually nice to you. I'm speaking that from the heart here, man. I mean, it takes a while, but you can actually find somebody that's kind to you, that's nice to you, that actually gives a damn about you. That's the person you got to find. You got to find somebody that gives a damn about you. You know, that's what love is, man. It's somebody that you care for more than yourself. But you don't want to have some just pig, like, you know, just you flipping off $100 bills every month and then she's screaming at you. I guess that's what Sinead O'Connor probably is. And without that big Prince hit, you know, she probably would have died in the gutter in her 20s. Anyway, it's the Terrible 2000s with the Terrible Chris earlier today. I'm going to give you something happy and peppy and fun that I love. This is about George Bush. At least people thought it was about George Bush, and I'm in the same camp. It is from Coldplay from 2008. It's one of my favorite albums of the 2000s and ups. It's Viva La Vida here on the Terrible 2000s on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is for Sinead O'Connor and all the other rotten Irish women out there.
I used to rule the world, seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone, sweep the streets I used to own.
sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate, just a puppet on a lonely string. Oh, who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing, Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield, my missionary.
How lucky are we? How lucky are we? We get to do something that we love, that we're good at. How lucky are we? You get to do your synchro. I get to coach you. I get to coach champions, potential champions. Today is the most important competition of your lives. I yell at you because I love you. You listen to me because you love me. Is this a weird dynamic? Yeah, sure, from the outside. Two losers. Your lifts need to be higher than Christ. I've talked to all of your parents. Every single one of them. I have had intimate conversations with your mothers, your fathers, with both of your fathers. I picked you up out of the water with my hands from the scruffs of your necks, and I looked at you, and I said, you will be a champion! Or not. There are judges out there that hate us. They hate me. They hate me. They are married to ugly people. And I tell them that. I share that with them, because I am honest. I am decent. Do I pay my taxes? No. Your tall points suck. Stink. Doo-doo. You know, I have seen diarrhea with more, like, consistency. My father died the moment after I was conceived. Just like that. Boom. Inside my mother. Died. She was like, oh, get off me. I was like, he's dead, gone. I've seen the video. It's horrible. The water is cold today. Everyone else in all the other locker rooms are shaking. They're scared. You know why? Because they saw us show up. They saw our Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van show up with numerous trophy stickers on this side, because we are champions. You understand me? Today is the most important competition of your lives. Prove me right!
Thank you. dies young. Love dies young, and there's no resuscitation. Once it's done, no regeneration. It's a losing game to make you play your hand against your chest. Love dies young.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? It's true. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. And more than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
Thank you, Morgan. Morgan Freeman here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. It is July 26, 5:54 p.m., so you know I'm not AI. We know AI is going to get worse. It's a disaster. The world has been a disaster for a long time now. My working theory is 9/11/2001. Of course, a horrible day. And it's just never been the same since then. And everybody's just kind of like wandering around. Just wandering around like, hey, this is how I feel. We don't care how you feel. Go get some work done. Let's get some work done. Let's make some money. Let's spend some time with people we enjoy. You don't have to be on the phone all the time. I'll tell you something. Boy George last night at the Culture Club concert started talking about the internet. And I'm like, we agree with him. Everybody was clapping. He's like, yeah, put the phones down and spend some time hanging out with one another. It's true. You should. And says the guy who was in a radio station alone every week. But I know you're listening out there because I still have the number one show on Wednesday nights in all of Boston and Cambridge and Medford. Little old me. Can you believe it? Little old Chris Earle from Tewksbury, Mass. Originally from Tewksbury. My friend's dad, my friend Matthew's dad, he said, when he saw in the paper when I was doing comedy gigs, he's like, hey, it says Billerica, Mass. He's like, don't say you're from Billerica. You're from Tewksbury. You went to school in Tewksbury. You go to high school, that's where you're from. So I'm from Tewksbury, Massachusetts. Chris Earle here in Medford, taking over the airwaves since 2007 here. Here I am, you know, and the culmination of it is this, the terrible 2000s today. And thanks for the requests. Unfortunately, the phones don't work here anymore, and apparently the internet doesn't work that much either because I was trying to play that, and it looks like it popped out a little bit. So thanks for hanging in there with me if I lost a couple of you along the way. Yeah, who cares? They come back or they don't. That's what happens in life. You got people that come back and then you got people that don't. I was reading somewhere this week or it was a video or something. Somebody's talking about like, oh, the friends that leave you, they were just the rocket boosters and you're the rocket that's going up to the sky. Well, here's my opinion. Not everybody can be a rocket. Not everybody can be a rocket. Otherwise, there's just going to be space junk all in the sky. You got to have some talent. You got to put some work in, right? You got to build your audience, people. Build it. Otherwise, stay home. You know, I remember starting comedy. There was this guy. He come in. He's like starts taking up all of these different places to like do shows and stuff. And he'd be like trying to book everybody on the shows. It's like, dude, who are you? You did like two shows. It's like talk to the people that have done hundreds, thousands, dozens even. At least talk to a couple of people that are open micers that have been doing it for a couple of years. And that guy came in and felt like he owned the place. And some of these asses, they get away with it. And most of them just, you know, they fade. That's the thing, man. Are you going to be a shooting star or are you going to fade? Most people fade. There's nothing wrong with that. Most people fade. You gotta have people that fade. Otherwise, you can't appreciate the shooting star. Who are you gonna be this year? You're gonna be the one that fades or the shooting star? Well, I got some news for you. You wanna be the shooting star, you gotta do some goddamn work. Simple as that. Anyway, coming up next is Jason Mraz. I never figured out it's like Mraz, like there's no vowels in his last name. What is going on here? It's a good song though.
Tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love. Listen to the music of the home and people dance and sing. We're just one big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, 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 loved. So why won't hesitate no more, no more? It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so